The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
Yo, what is going on, people? Welcome to Throw Down Your Questions, episode 376. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
Sup, people? How's it going?
Chris Seeley.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Carlos Romero.
What a day.
Adam Vale.
How you doing, Ethan?
Brett Murdoch.
What up, people?
And Brian Majoma.
That odd moment when you realize that Among Us may be the best The Thing game.
Interesting. By the way, we got the full crew here. Very rare for Throwdown that we start with a full crew.
What is up with
we
that?
We usually end up with a full crew by the end of the show, but, you know, everybody's here, man. Brett,
it's
hope
not
you're
daylight savings time.
Yeah, that is true. Brett, I hope you're feeling better, man. You know?
Dude, yeah. I'm finally feeling human again. Dude, I caught some sort of nasty virus that turned into some sort of nasty sinus infection.
Oh, shit.
It was a double whammy. It sucked.
Yeah, that's not good. Not good. But at least you didn't get the Rona. You know, that's what matters.
Truth.
Yeah. All right, man. Do we want to waste any time? No, we're not going to waste no time. We're going to get into it. Questions, man. All right. First up, we got Assyrian Air Force. All right. Will Elden Ring's success usher in a golden era of single player games? This is interesting because to me and to Brett and Chris, not really a single player game. you know what I mean?
I actually think that I think it's actually really interesting and telling that some people think it's a single player game and some people think it's a multiplayer game. And I take that to be indicative of a good way to create a hybrid game.
Yeah. Oh, it's definitely a hybrid game because you can play it how you want. You know, I mean, just real quick, Brett, I actually realize I do play it hybrid. I play like most of the like main exploration stuff on my own. And then when the bosses come to you guys or some randoms, you know? So yeah, it's a hybrid. Anyway, yeah. go ahead, Adam. Go ahead, Adam.
I think the answer to that question actually is an Elden Ring. It's Guardians of the Galaxy proved it.
But that game didn't do very well. That's the problem.
It didn't do well because of the marketing and because of the bad stink from the Avengers. But the game itself is amazing. It shows that you can do everything with a single player experience and play multiple characters and have no microtransactions and produce an amazing story.
Yeah,
and that's what it did.
Yeah, no, we're gonna get deeper into that. But Brett, what's your point about Elden Ring and multiplayer, single player?
Oh, then it's you know, it's a fully complete multiplayer experience. I mean, everywhere from you know, the signs that you leave people to the bloodstains to the actual co-op to the invasions. It's got more than your typical co-op game does in terms of just like, oh, you can play the campaign with an adventure. Like, yes, you can play through the campaign with a friend on this, but it's more that you can occupy a shared yet individual world. It's very difficult to explain. It walks a very fine line, but I think it's actually, like I said, a really good example of a hybrid game, not in the sense that it's, you know, it does a little bit of each, but in the sense that it is truly both. It is truly a single player experience, and it is also truly a multiplayer experience. And neither one of those is diminished. You know, you could play a multiplayer game offline, sure, but the experience is diminished. And you can play a game that's built for single player online, but again, it's a little bit diminished. This is something that caters to both audiences, which I think is special, but also a great thing that we should be able to see. Like, why can we not see multiplayer bleeding over into a single player experience if we want to? It's something very rare in video games, but I would like to see more of.
Yeah, the only one I could think of, at least that we play, is Monster Hunter. It's the same deal. You play single player if you want, or you play multiplayer if you want, and they both bleed. Yeah, Division does it as well. Yeah. So, they're definitely games. The one thing I want to kind of touch on is like the era of single player. Here's the thing. Like, I think he's just really seeing this as like, because a lot of like big popular games are multiplayer. Most games are still single player.
I think there needs to be made a distinction here, because the way the question I think should be asked, and my apologies, because I don't want to have the gall to say that you asked the wrong question, but I think the question should be, is campaign only games, like, is it going to do something for campaign only game? Because single player, because we're splitting hairs here by saying that this is a multiplayer experience, and we're treating it as sort of like, oh, same as like Call of Duty is a multiplayer, but this is a multiplayer, but The Division is a multiplayer, but World of Warcraft is a multiplayer. So every game is a freaking multiplayer at this point. So I think it's more important to say, like, you know, like Fortnite and Warzone and Apex Legends, those are multiplayer only games, as opposed to something like Elden Ring.
That's it.
I see what you're saying. So yeah, because yeah, Elden Ring is a campaign game. You know,
yes,
yeah, it has.
Well, it's also PvP.
It's also PvP as well. You know, so
but in the campaign. Yeah. So I feel like it's a really good way to use PvP, as opposed to some of the other PvPs like Street Fighter. That's just, you know, you fight him and that's it.
Yeah, hit
there's
the
really
lobby
no more
and
context
stuff.
To that.
Yeah. Yeah, no. So I don't know. It's a weird hybrid, though. So I can't. Yeah, I'm kind of with Brett on this one. It's not really a multiplayer game or a single player game. It's both. So I don't think this kind of will usher it. And here's the thing: particularly Sony, this is what they thrive on: these big single player games, right? God of War, Uncharted, Last of Us, Ratchet and Clank. You know, Days Gone, this is their bread and butter, right? So those kind of games are still out there and they're still hugely popular, unlike what EA said a couple of years ago, unlike what Michael Pachter said, you know? So I don't understand. I mean, I do understand where the sentiment comes from, just because you see Fortnite in your face all the time, Overwatch in your face all the time, Call of Duty in your face all the time. I get it, but there are still a lot of single-player games or campaign games out there. And again, the vast majority, if we're taking everything to account, including indie games, most games are still campaign only or single-player, you know? So I think it's just because people are focusing on the big, big ones that we think every game's multiplayer, when that's not true at all. So I had to make that distinction. So in that sense, no, Elden Ring will not be ushering in any new era of single-player, because it's not a single-player game to be or a campaign game to begin with.
Well, no, but it's also important to note, because that you know, that distinguishing factor that you're saying, Tony, is something that also goes over the heads of a lot of executives, because they think that all these games with microtransactions and endless updates and, you know, all of these expansions is the way to go, and they think that the other games aren't selling as well, but they clearly are.
Well, because they only understand money models. They only understand things like microtransactions and all that stuff. If a game lacks these things, they consider it a single player campaign game, right? So the difference to them between Elden Ring and Call of Duty Warzone, right, is just, oh, you can't buy skin packs and weapon packs and all this stuff, so it's a single player experience. It's not. You just don't understand that, because the worldview of executives is like monetizing multiplayer content, right? And sell you things. It's like they're taking a mobile approach, right? So anything that's not fit in there is like, oh, that's got to be single player. And that's why they like, oh, that's not the future, right? But that's not a good assessment. That's a dumb assessment, because to them, it doesn't make money.
What we do know is that they have stats for everything, for every little aspect, how far. We see with achievements and trophies. That's another way of another metric that they could, like, oh, how far people in a game, what they're playing, and this and that. And it seems like a lot of people, from you guys talking about it and others I've seen online, are really enjoying the co-op aspect with friends.
Yeah.
And if anything could change, it could be that more developers that work on similar games or other games say, you know what, let's add a co-op. Let's see if we can do that and just integrate that into to bring them people together. So not much, maybe a multiplayer, but instead of just playing as the main character, you have that, and then you could play as the supporting character, who is usually an NPC anyway.
Ooh, and no, so we don't like that. No, that's not the same thing.
What? There's plenty of games that have done it.
No, I mean, in terms of like, yeah, like, that's been the exact line of thought that so many people have had when they're trying to copy the formula for success of a Souls game. Like, oh, well, we can just, you know, have you throw in your other character.
We'll just Gears, you know, like, all the time. Gears, all the characters that you're playing as a secondary is just one of the guys that would just normally be a PC.
Yeah, but like part of the appeal of the all the Souls games is the fact that you're creating your own character and guiding them through this immersive narrative. I think more so than most other games, because like it's not so much that your character's you; it's that you feel a kinship and a relationship to your character because it's something that you've nurtured and built, so it feels personal.
It's just the RPG part.
Yeah, it's hard to explain.
It is, and like you create your avatar in all the Souls games, in Kingsfield, whatever. That's your avatar. That's you. But with other games, it's sort of like you're involved in a soap opera. These characters are predefined, and you're just jumping between them. Like, you're not Marcus Fenix. He's Marcus Fenix. You just happen to be experiencing the game through his eyes. And then you jump to Cole, and you jump to, you know, another guy. It's not the same thing. Like, see, where Western stuff, where they get away with...
There's only one person, the sheriff. Even though you're playing in a group of four, none of the NPCs in the street acknowledge anyone except you. You know what I mean? But they're all created characters. You're creating, you're playing with...
Right, yeah. Well, you mentioned Gears. Like, Division is different. Like, you do make your character and you dress them and do all that stuff. So that's a little different.
Yeah.
Because of that RPG stuff. So you're saying that's what I care about with the Elden.
But the thing is, like, again, the community is kind of split on this. There are some guys who will not touch co-op at all. Right, they just put it offline, and then there's other guys like us who we like to mix it up. We like to do a little co-op, little bit of single player. You know what I'm saying? So there's different players. I mean, there's guys out there who say you are a shitty player if you play co-op. You know, so there's different communities here.
I'm even further down that scale. I just sit around and help people for fun, for no advancement of the game. I don't even need souls. I just like helping people beat bosses.
Yeah. I enjoy doing that too. I used to do that in Souls all the time. Right? Yeah, and the thing is,
I do it too, but I do it for runes though. Let's keep it real here. But I'm still helping motherfuckers out, you know.
Yeah, it helps you as well as them, so you get rewarded. So the idea that you have to play this game single player. If they wanted that, they wouldn't put multiplayer in it. There wouldn't be no ability to go online on a network. They wouldn't need servers, right? So it's stupid. Like, that whole thinking is ridiculous. Like, if you want to go grind and max your character out to whatever build and make some broken OP build that's int-based or faith-based or whatever, you go do that. You have fun with that.
Yeah.
Everyone else is going to use the features of the game. And the features of the game lets you summon people, people can invade you. So you're never really alone unless you take the game offline. If you pull the Ethernet cable out, then then it's a single-player game. But other than that, it's not.
Yeah. Or turn Wi-Fi off. Chris, you know, we're fucking old. We got to mention that as well. Okay. So you're not allowed to do co-op, right? That makes you a pussy, according to these guys.
Magic.
You're not allowed to use magic. You're not allowed to use Ashes of War. You're not.
Or poison or bleed.
Yeah. And now, you know, I saw this on Twitter. If you level grind, you're a pussy too. It's like, come on, guys.
At any point, was it a developer that many years ago said something like, "Oh, we put this for the softies"?
No,
like, no,
always there. From? No, because they want to flex. They want to flex. You know.
No, well, it's also Adam. The grass is greener on the other side, kind of thing. Like, there is a PvP aspect that drives this, and it's one of those. If you are a great club wielder, right? Then those fucking mages come in all the time and they shoot their goddamn magic from 9 miles away, and it's bullshit, and it's just easy because anybody can just stand there and spam spells over and over and over again. And if you're a magic user, you're like, well, any asshole can fucking press B to bonk somebody with a giant club. I'm sitting here trying to space and time correctly when these assholes can just weave through my spells and get up right in my face. Fuck me up. I gotta dodge out of the way and cast these things at exactly the right moment. And also, by the way, I'm made of paper. So, like, both people think that the other people are just running this cheese, high power, overpowered kind of build. And it's really just, you know, it's the same shit as way back in the day when your friend threw down the controller and went, man, this fucking controller's broken. Like, no, I'm just whooping your ass, dude. Sorry. So it's that same kind of thing where it's if somebody's running a strength build, they'll tell you everything but strength build is just fucking cheating because it's easy mode. And if you see somebody that's using magic, they're going to tell you, like, oh, yeah, if I get anybody that's using a great weapon and a shield, just easy mode. And the truth is...
Is there any way to tell that someone's not doing that? Like, they're flexing. How can you prove it?
Because they're wrong. I mean, because honestly, just about every Souls veteran will tell you that, at least they've all tooled around with everything, and they can tell you, nothing is easy mode. There are things that sure may be easier for some people, but that's also going to come down to play style, man. Like, some people are really good at spatial distance and dodging. Some people are really good at timing and parrying. Like, your strengths as a gamer kind of come out and you adapt to that. So I can't really say even as I'm a longtime Magic user, and I'll tell people, like, yeah, I've played other weapons. I'm like, oh, so I just sit there and just fucking poke somebody over? Like, fucking easy. But, like, you know, when I'm playing a Magic user, like, yeah, I'm made of glass, man, and I have to cast, know exactly how long everything is timed and, you know, how much spacing I have before you're rushing up on me. Like, it's a whole fucking thing that a lot of people just don't think about. So it's the same in MMOs when everyone's like, that class is fucking easy. You're just easy. I'm playing a hard class.
Yeah, these guys are just whining because either they're getting owned in PvP, they're getting invaded and getting destroyed by these guys who do, like, dex build, and they put blood or poison on their sword and they just kill you in 2 seconds. Or you have a magic user that knows what they're doing, and like Brett said, they space and time you out and they kill you, right? So the guys are like, oh, magic's for pussies. No, you just have to figure out how to get around it. The game even gives you a mechanic to respec. If your build isn't working, you could go visit this lady and you spend a larval tier and you just, okay, well, I'm going to shoot magic too, and you could do that. Or, hey, I'm going to throw lightning all day. You could do that. Or I want to be a samurai. Go respec. Go all decks and go get your blade sword and go nuts, right? You could do all that stuff. You don't have to, like, whine about it. If your build isn't working, just change it. Don't tell everybody, hey, you can't play this way. Fuck you.
All right, on that note, we'll move on to the next question. That was perfect. All right, Black Mage. All right, first question. On the heels of the huge success of Elden Ring, came an update to add a quality of life update to the map that allows first-time players to easily navigate. No, it's everybody to easily navigate. Do you all think that From Software will feel pressure to continue to add more features to Elden Ring and future Soulsborne games in order to be, quote-unquote, easily accessible? I kind of have a problem with this question, but go ahead, Manny.
No, here's the thing. Like, they've done quality of life fixes, you know, in all of their games. You know, even, you know, Bloodborne has had some quality of life fixes. So, I mean, you know, and in the end, you know, as much as these guys test their games, they, you know, yeah, maybe they want to make it a little bit easier for people to get around a little bit. But that's, you know, it's not like they're utterly gimping the game. The game still is just as balls hard as if as it ever was. It's
I just need to make the distinction. There's because people seem to think that quality of life updates, you know, just making the menus and shit a little easier makes the entire game easier. No, there's a difference between in-game difficulty and just being able to read fucking menus or seeing where an NPC is. It's a totally different thing. And also, just to that end, right, the new update actually nerfed a bunch of abilities, so the game actually got harder for people. Like, if you're using that, you know, the bloody slash, it actually takes more energy from you. If you're using that, like, frost sword, it takes less energy now. So they didn't make it easier. They made the quality of life shit a little easier. It's just, hey, you can see the NPCs on the map now, but that doesn't make the game less difficult in terms of combat, you know. But again, it just seems like there's some people out there who just want the game to be just be hard as fucking every instance, even the UI. It makes no sense to me. Does that make you a better player because you could understand this obtuse fucking UI? Come on, man, miss me with that shit.
Hold on.
They nerfed the mimic tier while I was gone, mm-hmm. and they got rid of my hugs. Yeah, this game is definitely not game of the century.
Go ahead, Brett. Because I just had to go off on a rant about that. It's fucking bullshit, man.
It reminds me of the guy that I
do. Oh, Adam stories.
We were going for a certification. Anyway, had a laptop and like the touchpad and the whole thing. So I had the mouse. I was like, well, you know, it's a mouse. I don't even use a mouse on my desktop. I do everything. I don't need a mouse. And I'm like, there's gonna be those people. He's probably still just a mouse.
You're a fucking idiot. And by the way, I do that too with a laptop, plug a mouse right into that shit. Fuck the trackpad, you know?
Yeah.
All right, anyway, Brett, go on, man.
I get that this thing is obtuse, and I get that it is kind of that way on purpose, and that's fine, you know, to each their own, and that's something I actually kind of like about it. But they gave us map markers already, and honestly, they didn't do anything that a notepad and a pencil couldn't have done. So, like, I think it's one thing when they add something to the game that would be considered a crutch, right? It allows you to do something that your skill and talent wouldn't normally allow you to do. That is not what this is. This is just making it so you don't have to have a notepad and paper, which is an old school approach to video games that I guess, you know, completely reasonable, but it's just a quality of life thing. It's not done that way anymore. And it takes zero skill to write something down beside you or actually use the map marking system. So, you know, it's in a way, yeah, it makes you have to then be like, oh, fuck, where did I leave this person a little less? But also, you get to know what everybody's fucking name is now by seeing it on the map.
Yeah.
I guarantee you there was at least one NPC that you're like, what is this motherfucker's name?
Wait, so is that something they added?
If you see him on the map, you can see him on the map and it says their name. And you're like, that's what that dude's name is. Because half the time they never go, hey, I'm so-and-so.
Well, also, I mean, it's hard to remember. This is, the map is so huge.
Yeah.
And you go meet a guy, and if you're doing his quest line, and you're like, what? Wait. And you get distracted, or you help your buddies, whatever, and you decide, oh, I have to go back to what's his name, and he was at the place. You're not going to remember. Like, it's just too much going on. So they put that little – that helps you. I don't understand why they didn't make it easier so you could go do the quest line. It's like you could go find the guy on the map. You know how hard it was for them to just add a map? They never had a map. You play like any Souls game that ever had a map.
Like, if you can't find it, like, you're just going to wander around the world until you do. We all know you're going onto the wiki.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so why not let them save you a little bit of time? You know what I'm saying? Also, From Software's not going to be pressured by anybody. They're going to do what the fuck they're going to do, you know?
Right.
They're not a Western studio. They're going to do what they're going to do.
I think they maybe listened to fan feedback and been like, you know what? That's probably actually a thing, but... Honestly, I kind of feel like this was probably something they had talked about doing. And they're like, you know, we'd love to do it. We just don't know if we have time before launch. We don't want to fuck with a bunch of stuff. And then, you know, some fans said something like, you know what? Yeah, let's get that out there. That might be helpful.
Yeah, I agree. So, yeah, I'm not worried about, you know, if they want to make, you know, the quality of life stuff better, go ahead. That's not going to ruin the game, you know?
I mean, Bloodborne had a bunch of stuff that they fixed up, you know, like they had put like some of the item descriptions within the load menus. It did all kinds of other different things. So it's like
mode, text, it's a bunch of good part of quality of life.
Yeah. All right. That was good. Moving on here. Okay. This is kind of related to Elden Ring. Okay. Why do people believe that it is an outmoded way of thinking for developers to create games that are difficult and offer little hand-holding mechanics? I understand that there are people whose free time is precious, but for everyone else who is crying and saying all games need to be playable by all, why? Is it wrong to say, go play something else?
Here's the thing. The biggest thing to understand about it is that when you're talking about larger companies and smaller companies. When a smaller company makes what is considered a game that is sort of a niche game, nobody ever questions it. Nobody ever says this needs to be played by everyone because they're going for a specific audience. But when you start to get big, then people start to expect you to be a fucking buffet.
Yeah, no, you're right about that.
Multiplayer getting added to normal single player games like Tomb Raider.
Exactly. It's like why does a game like Tomb Raider need a multiplayer? It doesn't fucking need a multiplayer, but it's like it becomes this expectation that every single game big game has to be a game that's for everyone when you're literally going for a specific type of audience. So if you're going for an audience that enjoys harder type games, why are people getting angry about that? If you can't get it to, you know, try it out. If you don't like it, that doesn't mean you can't, you know. I don't understand why people are like this, where it's like there can't be any other audience and everybody has to be able to go to the buffet and get everything at the thing. Here's the one thing about buffets. They don't got everything, and you know,
and
you don't
everything need, is good.
Yeah, and it's everything is not good. So
and don't eat the pizza.
Yeah. So yeah, don't eat the pizza. The frigate. Just because they're making fucking sushi doesn't mean the sushi's any good. So just like it's okay. It's okay to have it to have its own audience, to have its own thing. And then if maybe somebody tries it who never tried those sorts of games before, and be like, wow, this is refreshing.
There's rating systems for video games. So you know, with GTA 5 is rated M for matures. It's like, do people get to complain, hey, why don't you make it E for everyone so everyone can play?
Yeah, exactly. You know? Why isn't Grand Theft Auto for everybody? How come you...
Yeah, Yeah, no, exactly. It's silly because, you know, there is this sentiment I've seen on Twitter all the time. It's like, oh, games need to be for everybody. No, they don't. You know, just, and I know this is bad for me to equate games to another medium, but are movies for everybody? No. Are books for everybody? No. Are you know what I'm saying? Like think about, that's like saying, oh, you need to make this World War II movie for kids. You know, that's stupid.
I saw that with Deadpool when they made the family friendly version.
Yeah. Like why are you doing this? That movie's supposed to be R. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And again, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with specialized experiences, right? You can have your hard games, you can have your like soft games, whatever. Why not? It there's room for everybody. But you're right. Once you start selling 12 million copies, which this game did, now people want it to be for everybody. They want it to be, as Chris says, the Applebee's of gaming. You know, like no.
Nobody was like this before when nobody cared about, nobody said this shit about Demon's Souls.
Yeah, right. You know why? Check this out. No one said this about Demon Souls or the first two Dark Souls. Things started changing with Bloodborne. What happened with Bloodborne? The franchise got popular. That's what happened. Mm-hmm. You know.
So now because you know, because it's out on the, it's in the zeitgeist, people want to be a part of it. But then realize, oh wow, there's a difficulty wall.
Yeah. At the end of the day, these creators are making an experience that they want you to experience. It's like, it's the way they want you to see the game. Exactly. And, you know, by you saying, hey, I want it to be this way. It's like, then you're the one trying to make the game, but you're not the creator, you know? Yeah. And, you know, it reminds me of this restaurant that I plan to go to, next week where that, it serves sushi and they're like, hey, we'll give you the sushi, but you don't get to put anything on it. You just get to eat it as is because that's the way we want you to experience it. And I'm like, I respect that.
Yeah, exactly. That they want you to experience it a specific way. You know, it ain't fucking McDonald's, you know?
Officially, that's also the way a lot of Japan is in general. Like, they, you know, when you go to a place and you order something, you know, you're not really supposed to start adding all your other shit on top of it. You're supposed to eat it as the chef has prepared it, right?
I want to put my ketchup on this. Yeah. I want to put my steak sauce.
Although, man, you remember you had to bring that little adobo and shit to that Mexican restaurant?
You know why?
Because it was made for white people. That's why.
It's made for white people. But, dude, I fell in that trap again. Went to a Mexican place.
Oh, Manny, they got you.
It was bland. Oh, it was horrible. And it cost a lot of money, too. It's worse. Oh, it makes it even worse.
Oh, man, you should have been to that. You should have came to PSX that one year, man. We went to, this is how you know this Mexican place was good. We go there. It's in the wrong side of town. The fucking sign is half broken. The food was fantastic.
I must have some other place that I went to, maybe with you or the guys, that somewhere else. It was either in LA or something like that.
We hit up a place in LA. That shit was good, too.
It was a hole in the wall Mexican place. I'm like, I want that food. I don't want.
No, I do remember we were with a couple of friends. We were looking for some place to eat, and we're like, we saw this dingy fucking looking place. Like, let's go there. The food was great, you know?
Yeah. It fills you up, and you got a lot, like, you got a shitload of food for a little bit of money. And that's cheap, how you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Anyway. The point is, like, you know, not every experience needs to be tailored for you. It's okay. Play something else.
Yeah, you know? I don't get that sort of thing. It's like, let people have their fun. And you know what? You can still have an interest in it. I mean, like, I'm not playing Elden Ring at this point in time, but I'm still in still looking around and seeing what things. I watched a guy beat the game in like 25 minutes, you know, like, it's interesting to see this stuff. I mean, for me, I can't, I'm not fully interested in playing it, but I'm interested in all the other parts of it. So, you know, that's okay. Yeah. You know?
Oh, shit. Bob hits you in LA. Let's go, man. Next time we're out there.
LA. LA lights.
Hey. All right, man. Let's move on here. Very interesting. Two questions here for Sir Rich-a-Lot.
Oh, are they controversial?
Yeah, they might be controversial. They might be controversial.
Oh,
all right. He should be the controversial Sir Rich-a-Lot.
All right, first question here. Now that Perfect Dark is in development hell, what three first-party Microsoft Studio games do you think Xbox will put the most attention on to make sure they turn out great? Good. The first part of this is tricky. It's like, can you name three Xbox games that are coming out this year?
Yeah, I don't know any. I mean, like the only one I know
is Starfield. That has a definitive release date, which could change, obviously, right?
The cornerstone, at least I remember, was like Halo, and that came out already.
That's out.
And then and then what you're talking about out there, well, which is Starfield, which you're gearing up a little bit. You're getting more trickles of information from.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know what the big deal is.
Only other one, and this is a huge maybe.
Okay.
Motorsport. Maybe. It was announced. We know it's in development. But we don't know if it's dropping this year.
So close to the previous, to the other one?
It isn't. Motorsport hasn't come out in like four years.
They did Forza Horizon.
No, though. Manny, remember what they used to do. Motorsport 1 year, Horizon the next year, and then Motorsport again. That's how it used to be.
Oh, okay.
They stopped that for a while. As a matter of fact, there was a long time none of those games came out. But that was the cadence. It was always Motorsport Horizon, Motorsport Horizon over and over and over again.
I just know that a Forza game would come out. I didn't really pay attention to which one it was.
Yeah. What about you guys in the chat? Can you help us out? What three Xbox games are coming out this year?
Someone meant Gears ain't coming out this year.
Gears.
Coalition said it with the C, not the K. They said they already have it set for holiday season.
Gear 6?
Yeah.
Gear 6.
But one of the editors at the Coalition with a K said he'll play with me, but then he bailed out. So we can't believe anybody with Coalition.
Oh, damn.
All right, put a pin on Gear 6 then. Maybe. Gear 6 comes out, obviously they're going to pump
every
that.
Every 3 years. It's on every 3-year cycle. They said they're on track for one.
Yeah, okay. Good. So we have three then, potentially. Starfield, Motorsport, and Gears 6, right? I guess. Yep.
And Halo Co-op and Forge.
Yeah, well, Halo. We got a question about Halo in a bit.
That may not even come this
year. Yeah, right? So I guess
someone mentioned Fable, but that's definitely not going to come out.
That ain't
this
coming
year.
In. Yeah, we're talking about 2022. We're not talking about
they didn't even have any sort of like anything.
For nothing. That. They just had a CG trailer. That's all they got.
We'll find out at when they do their little summer showcase to see what comes out during the holiday season. Because right now, you're right. All these studios they got. Oh wait, that other one. The one with the chick that hears voices.
Senua's Sacrifice.
Yeah,
that's not dropping this year though. We don't have a release date for that yet.
The Viking chick, that one.
That has no release date at all.
There's no release date.
Nope. Not even a window, as far as I know. Nothing. So we can't count on that. You know. So we'll see. All right. Moving on here. Next question, Mr. Richard Bailey Jr. All right. With Starfield being only 8 months away from release and no gameplay, do you all truly believe this is the next major Elden Ring hype level game of the year? I don't know. It could be. If it's good, you know. What do you guys think? You think it's going to be on that level? Memeability? Actually, I want Brett to go first since he's also hyped for this. And you love Elden Ring.
I mean, they're going to be very different games. But yeah, I mean, I feel like that's the case. We're talking about the people who brought out Fallout and Elder Scrolls. So games that came out ridiculously broken and people still absolutely love. So I think it'll get a good reception. They also tend to play games pretty close to the chest, especially the big titles like that. I mean, Fallout, they didn't even announce until, 8 months before it came out?
Yeah. Yeah, it was E3 they announced it. It came out that fall. Great. Fucking fantastic. But yeah, obviously Starfield's going to be the huge hype game just because of the pedigree, right? Bethesda. So I'm going to be curious to see if it'll, overtake Elden Ring. Because here's what I think, right? I think people are already expecting Starfield to be a big hype game. Nobody thought that with Elden Ring. That shit kind of, I mean, obviously we, like, the Souls guys knew it was going to be big, but this has gone mainstream, you know? But Starfield's already guaranteed that. So it won't be as surprising, right, if you know what I mean.
See, I would agree with you if there wasn't for one fact. Elden Ring was the most anticipated game on the Game Awards for 2 years in a row.
Oh, shit. Oh, see? That's my fault. I didn't know that.
Last year? Well, yeah. The Game Awards that came out December 2021 and 2020, Elden Ring won the most anticipated game. So if it didn't win that, then I'd agree with you. But then it did win that, and that show, is beamed across, 50 million people in total. So
No, you bring up a good point. Yeah, you bring up a good, I had no idea. Well, you know, the Keeley factor, you know.
Also the fact that this game's not going to be out on a PlayStation console is pretty big blow in terms of just gaining momentum, because, you know, Elden Ring doesn't have kind of it does a little bit, but the whole console war bullshit, the only like fighters against it are the Horizon Forbidden West people. but you know, other than that, you know, it's the general community overall is behind this game, and Starfield is going to have a lot of blowback from ponies and, you know, people that are salty that they can't play this game, going to review bomb it and everything. And
oh, you already know. You already know that any glitch, any little thing, there will be videos all over the place by ponies. You already know. Mm-hmm. You know, the same idiots. Oh, I can't cut trees in God of War. That type of guy, you know? It's going to be bad.
Nice, Manny. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Anyway,
by the way, funny thing. So I just to show you guys in the behind the scenes what the featured image is going to look like, I tried to send over the long version of it, and it activated the Discord bot, and it says, "Whoa, you're not allowed to post any explicit images on here."
What are you trying to post, man? Shit!
It was just a picture of George R. R. Martin, but I guess apparently they think George R. R. Martin's face looks like a fucking dick.
Oh wow!
whoa!
Damn, Discord.
No. Yeah, it literally
controversial.
Yeah. It literally blocks, like, I'll post the image in there, and then it literally blocks it. That's
why his nickname is Railroad. Oh, shit.
It doesn't see his face as a face.
By the way, the reason I'm reacting is, oh my God, Starfield, that's going to be so fucking ugly when it comes out. The discourse on Twitter, that's going to be fucking mess. Yeah. Oh no, it's going to be bad. It's going to be bad.
It depends because it is still coming out on PC, so the PC audience is still going to.
Yeah, but the ponies
are going to just go off.
They're going to be shitting on both PC and Xbox, you know, because they're salty they didn't get the game, you know? Oh,
it's also hard to compare because we already know Elden Ring is the hit that it is, and Starfield we literally haven't seen any gameplay of it, so it's, you know, all we know is the pedigree, and you know, both of them do have the pedigree from Software and Bethesda, but
even the guys at Bethesda don't even understand why people are so excited, and they haven't actually seen anything for it.
I can tell them why, because people like Fallout and they like Elder Scrolls. Yeah, exactly. That's why they're excited. In space.
You just don't need to show nothing. You just need to say we're making a new
real
game.
By the way, real Fallout in space, not, you know, the Outer Worlds or whatever, you know?
Oh!
Just saying.
But people like that one.
Yeah.
Brett liked it. Brett spent some time.
No, he didn't like it that much. Did you, Brett?
Nah, not really.
Yeah, same here. I kind of liked it initially, then I realized, like, no.
People saying it felt more like New Vegas.
Oh, it's the same company.
Yeah, Mopit goes, ponies going to be salty. They don't have a holiday. Maybe God of War will be the holiday.
It may be.
You know?
But you know, I also feel another factor of the whole Elden Ring hype is that we just needed a game.
Oh, yeah, you know, absolutely. Like
2020 had a, and this is unfortunate to a lot of us in this room because we're not fans of this particular company and the type of game, but what's the name of that Nintendo game that sold like crazy?
Oh, the Animal Crossing, right?
Animal Crossing. Yeah. Animal Crossing was the type of game for that year, and it's like it just blew the hell up because, you know, people needed that one game. And I feel like Elden Ring is the one this year. I don't know. It's hard for me to say that Starfield is going to replicate that, but it's going to have a lot of buzz.
Yeah. Good and bad, you know?
Yeah.
So get ready for that. Starfield, The Adventures of Tony. I don't know what that means. I'll play it, you know, just to be in a zeitgeist and shit. But
it's got your shit. You like sci-fi?
No, I like Bethesda games. Unlike all the shit I give the company, I actually do like their games. I'll enjoy it. I'm just not as hyped for it because, again, I need to see more. I just see concept art cool. Great concept art cool. I need to see some game, you know? All right, let's move on. What's the next question here? All right, Mob Hits, who's joining us tonight in the chat. All right, first question. Halo Infinite has been out for 3 months. What are your thoughts on it? and has his franchise, does his franchise need to go away? We already, you know, for a while, we already kind of answered the last one a while ago. We all believe Halo needs to take a break. No, Adam, you're right. Halo Infinite's not out yet.
Yeah, it still doesn't feel complete. I mean, they even said it. They're like, oh, we're going to come back with the rest of it at a later date. So they're even admitting it's not.
Yeah, know. the game is not out until me and Tony play it.
You know? Oh, you're for until real.
Until they turn on that campaign co-op, which was always linked to a Halo experience, I'm not joining in. That's not there.
Yeah, I mean, Carlos and I were getting ready to play at launch, but with no campaign co-op, we're like, nah, we're good. We'll wait.
There's really no point.
Waiting.
There is no point, you know? None at all. All right, nothing more to say about Halo, to be honest. All right, moving on here. Also, mob hits. Okay, regarding Gran Turismo 7 being unplayable when the servers were down for over a day, why can't games be played offline when this happens? Isn't Gran Turismo 7 a single-player game? Kind of goes back to what we were talking about before, right? It is and it isn't. You know, but I think this game does have a proper online mode, right? But it's still fucking crazy, isn't it? The game was, like, for over a day, the servers were fucked up or down or whatever. So you couldn't even get on to play the single-player tracks. That's wild, dude.
This still upsets me when I hear people talk about it. Because I remember when the Xbox One is announced, and it's like, oh, he's on, and this and this. And this. Like, oh, only Microsoft would do some shit like this. I'm like, no, this is going to be the future. A lot of games are open that connect. Oh, that's some bullshit, you fucking... You know, and I'm like, look at it now. We're seeing this with almost every game. A lot of games that should be single player will not work next online. Yeah. They say they do like the same file or whatever excuse they want. It's bullshit.
You know, we've said this before. The reason people didn't like what Microsoft said is because of the way they said it. All that shit was already happening even at that time. Yeah. It was just worded. It was just presented differently, you know? But you're right. I mean, I've talked about this on the show before. Like, I remember, like, playing Square Enix games specifically. Like, and I'm talking about Dragon Quest and Final Fantasy, where I would have a hiccup on my internet. And the single-player game, there is no online component to these games. It would start fucking up. Think about that, you know? So sums up, man. As for why these games can't be played offline, I honestly don't know, man. I'm not a developer. I honestly don't know, but I think it's fucked up as a gamer, you know? I think it's stupid. I'm like, if you just want to race around the track and shit, you know, get your Gran Turismo points or whatever the fuck they do in those games, let people do their thing, right? Mm-hmm. It makes no sense.
Either that or they don't want it at any point people playing where it's have the option to buy and be like, nope, turn it off. We don't need any time. We'd rather they just buy it.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, there's not really much more to say about this. We think it's fucked up, you know? We're wiggity whack, you know? All right, moving on here. Next question is from Chackzilla. All right. Does Xbox need an update to the home screen UI? What features should be implemented? I think store and overall feel of the UI needs an upgrade. Go ahead, Adam.
I have no issue. In fact, we've seen the upgrades. They've got a bunch of upgrades. The fact that the folders and the menus, so many people don't know that. I have buddies of mine that have been on Xbox. You know, I took a hiatus when I left Dutch and friends. But since I came back, they did so much for the user interface. And a lot of people don't know that you press on the back button, create what they do need. And that's the one feature that Steam has and PlayStation has that I miss and love. I always do on play. It's a share play. That share play, the fact that you play one game, and I know your account, but still, with an evil button click, send it, let's play together, or we'll do this co-op thing, but I'll play one part, you a part, and still share. That's something they brought somehow. I don't know they're ready. So there's stuff like Skype, application from in the back end. Don't know what's out there. When it comes to the store and stuff, again, a lot of people don't even know that even just if you press the Xbox home button right at the bottom, so you don't have to go through all the blades and right there in the home screen. And then the search button, you just press Y and you can use your mic to talk and to looking for. No issues.
Yep. What about the other guys on here who have a Series X? What do you think?
Yeah, I don't feel like the UI is much of an issue. I think the reason why the question was brought up because, you know, their track record is always like have a, you know, bad UI, got better, and then goes back to bad, and then it just goes up and down every generation. And I feel like this one is really consistent, and I don't know.
One thing I could see people bitching about, the thing that I bitched about when we first saw the, it looks the same. And I think that's the problem. It looks so much the same that people are like, oh, they didn't change anything. Oh, no, they changed a lot. But you don't see it because you're right. The layout is.
Yeah, the layout is pretty much the same as, you know. Well, I mean, actually, it got updated on the Xbox One consoles like just before it came out. Xbox Series consoles came out. So.
But they see that as like, oh, well, that's the old way. Because, you know, if you remember, the 360, three major changes. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
The Blade, and then they went through that long version where they walked through the distance. And then after that, they went with Tile, upgraded that on. We saw three major changes. And I wish, just for like a throwback, it's like, hey, go to the 360 style and it's back.
My favorite is still the in-game blades. When you press the Xbox button during the game and the middle screen comes out and that has blades. Oh, yes. Man.
Cool. See, they got to do that. Bring a throwback.
Yeah. Anyone else? Who, let's do a head count. Who has a Series X here?
I got one.
Prekt has one. Carlos has one.
All right, so
I have one.
Chris has one, too.
You're the one who got me to
like. Oh, yeah. Shit, right. That's right. Yeah. No,
yeah. So, Chris, what do you think of the UI?
I think it's better than the original Xbox One version. And Adam had to show me the folders thing because I had no idea it could pin stuff and do that. But when I did that, it made things a lot easier. I just pin, you know, fours and all that stuff. I play regularly right there, and I can just access it. It's better than the Xbox One original interface was like cluttered as shit, and there was ads everywhere. I was like, what the hell is this? It was hard to get around. I like this one better. It's not like the old 360 interface. That to me was like the peak of Xbox interface. But this one is improved.
All right, I have nothing to say at all. Nor do I plan to get one. I have a Pete.
Yo, man, how's that Windows? How's that Windows version of Xbox?
Yeah. All right, moving on here. Sponsored questions.
Sponsored?
Yes, very generous fella. Named Romudith. He is sponsoring Mob Hits as extra questions. So the first question is, with there being controversies at Moon Studios and the initiative, who is to blame, Microsoft or the developers?
Who knows? We need one of them to come out and say it.
We don't know.
It's hard to
say. We don't know. Like, in other words, is it a situation? It's funny, though. It seems like a lot of these sort of high-profile titles seem to have a lot of problems. So it could be the situation where Microsoft is putting a little bit too much demand on them, but who knows?
Is Moon Studios part of Microsoft? Because I feel like they're just help publish the Ori games, but I don't think they're actually So I don't think you know, for Moon Studios, they definitely don't have much say on, you know, on the working environments for that studio. But the initiative, I mean, I don't want to be that guy, but you know, I said it from when they were announced. They started off with a shitty ass name, and they're giving Perfect Dark. Like, who the hell wanted Perfect Dark?
Nobody wanted
it. It's, you know.
It's like the devs don't want it either. Oh.
I don't think they do, you know. I think the best way to do, like, I mean, obviously they want to do a revival of Perfect Dark, but I feel like at the same time, not putting a lot, making it like a stupidly, you know, high profile type of game. Now, when you're putting the money into it, but not to the money that you would put into like a Halo game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Make it a middle tier sort of game. It does what it does, you know, well, you know, and it, you know, has a, you know, it's a continuation of the story, but not much more than that. I feel like it, you know, Perfect Dark is one of those franchises that sort of needs to earn back its reputation. It only had really one game that was any good that anybody really liked. Yeah.
It's like everything else.
Yeah.
Crackdown 1 was great. 2 was very forgettable. 3, everybody forgot.
They made a Perfect Dark 3?
No, Crackdown.
Oh, hell about to say shit. Because I know they made shitty Perfect Dark that came out on Xbox, you know?
Yeah. But again,
Xbox it's like, 360, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, you mean Perfect Dark 0?
Perfect Dark 0. Yeah. That's the one everyone hates.
But at the same time, it's like, you know, I think putting a lot into it, I think what really should have happened is they should have just had it as a bit of a small, maybe that's what it is. Maybe they wanted it to be a smaller title, but then it ended up blowing up even bigger than it should have. Who knows? But I mean, yeah. To be honest, like if you're going to take a do something like that, I don't feel like it's something that you should give to a new studio that hasn't been tested yet. You know what I mean? Like maybe somebody within their department, this is probably before definitely before the whole Doom, right? Before they got Doom. But I feel like if you were to do that, like take a, you know, give it to like somebody like id to make a fun ass game and something like that, like, but they don't spend too much time on it.
Yeah, bring us another Bayou Bill.
Now we're getting into a situation where it's like it's gonna be, there's a lot of eyes on it, it's taking longer than it should have, and then what are we gonna get? We're gonna get another weak Crackdown situation, aren't we?
Oh god, I don't know. So yeah,
it's sounding the same. It's just sounding exactly the same as Crackdown, where it's like, in other words, there was a lot of expectations. They weren't given enough time. You know, there was a lot on their back to do this thing. Who knows?
But yeah, again, we don't know what's going on behind the scenes with these studios, so we can't put any blame on anyone at the moment. We just have to wait.
Until the game comes out and everybody utterly hates it.
Yeah, well, it's not really about the game. It's more about, you know, the sexual harassment stuff, you know, all that stuff that's come to light. We don't know. We have to see. Because, again, my first instinct is just to blame the developers, but we don't know. All right, moving on here. Okay, another one from Mop Hits. Okay, is Sony finally getting over the stigma of crossplay, and it's just a healthy thing for gamers? Sony already did that, like, after the Fortnite fiasco.
Yeah, they did it.
Like, that's been long gone. Like, we have crossplay all day, every day now. I have
problems with a lot of the cross progression is still blocked.
Well, that's still fucked up, but I'm talking about it happens. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like Call of Duty doesn't have crossplay. You know what I'm saying? Like, crossplay has been a thing for, ever since that Fortnite fiasco. So, I don't, Mop Hits, you're here. Maybe you could explain the question further, because I'm a little bit confused. I'm like, but this has been done.
I get it. We're saying, because for the longest time, they were the ones that didn't want to
play. They were, but for the last like 2 or 3 years, they have not been the holdout.
I think they're still having issues. There's still plenty of games that I try to do my cross save, cross play with. It's like, oh, no.
I don't know. I mean, to me, again, just from what I see, they already, quote unquote, embrace it, even if it's reluctant, you know?
I mean, I feel like the only reason, like at this point in time, I think the only reason why anybody gave a shit about crossplay is because they said no. If they just did it, or it just, it would have just went, wouldn't have gotten any of the attention.
Does anybody in the chat know? If Grand Theft Auto, does that have crossplay now?
Probably not. No, like, that does not. You
know what I mean? And then
would have been huge news.
And then also what we're seeing more and more with this crossplay is that, obviously console versus console is fine, but then you have those MS with the PCs modding their games.
Yeah. Mophis was, I read somewhere recently that they barely started to allow us. No, they've been doing this for like 3 years now, dude. So I don't know where it's coming from.
They have quite a few titles that
Call of Duty, Battlefield, all those games have cross, Fortnite, obviously.
I'm sure it's top of the food chain sort of games that they have it set for. I'm sure
not Elden Ring though.
Not Elden Ring.
But no, a lot of games, not all of them, obviously, but a lot of games have it.
Are all the servers on Elden Ring are all separated.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
PCs on PC, Xboxes on Xbox and PlayStations on PlayStation. And to be honest, you don't want those guys from the PC playing PvP, especially with all the cheating and bullshit that happens on there. Fuck those guys.
Yeah, no, they're cheating. You know, you don't want that. We've seen those videos, you know?
Yeah.
All right. Moving on here. This is one subset who's in the chat. All right. His question is, Sega has announced a costume crossover with Virtua Fighter and Tekken. Is a Virtua Fighter x Tekken game in the works? If so, will there be a three-way cross between Virtua Fighter, Tekken, and Dead or Alive? Can anyone but me see the common denominator? This is pure speculation. We have no idea. No idea. Mm-hmm. So I'm not even going to hazard a guess here. Here's my thing. Fuck that Virtua Fighter X Tekken stuff. I want Virtua Fighter, period. Give me a Virtua Fighter. Give me a new Virtua Fighter 6. cool, then we could talk about a crossover. I'm not trying to hear about no crossover until we get a fucking Virtua Fighter. I would be so mad if Virtua Fighter comes back as a fucking crossover game with Tekken. Get that shit out of here. Don't get me wrong, I would like the crossover game, but give me that Virtua Fighter first. You know, give me that Virtua Fighter first.
Did you like that Capcom Tekken one, that Street Fighter Capcom?
Nah, I didn't care for that. It was a Capcom SNK. I didn't bother with that. Nah, I didn't bother with that. So that's my thing. As for your question, again, too speculative. We're not going to delve down that rabbit hole. But me personally, give me Virtua Fighter 6. I've been screaming about that fucking game for like a decade now, you know? And these motherfuckers ain't putting it out. So, I see this shit, they're like, oh, look, costumes and Tekken, the Virtua Fighter. I'm like, give me the game. Fuck Tekken. I don't play Tekken. I'm not a Tekken player. I'm a Virtua Fighter guy, you know? I made that decision 30 years ago. Tekken or Virtua Fighter? Virtua Fighter. You know, that's what I play. But I will play the crossover, but give me that Virtua Fighter first. As for Dead or Alive, who the fuck knows? I don't even think that game is probably not even allowed in America anymore, you know, because of the titties. You know, we can't have those in games anymore. So, who knows, man? All right, let's move on to... last question of the night. Whoa. Last question of the night. All right, this is... excuse me. We still got two more questions. That's good. We can. All right, the last two are from... Bilbo Swaggins, man. Great name. You know, big Elden Ring guy. This one seems like a troll question, though. Will Tony ever get the Assassin's Creed Valhalla Ragnarok DLC? Hell no. I got the platinum in that fucking game. I'm never going to play it again. As a matter of fact, I think I'm done with Assassin's Creed. These games get too fucking big now, you know? I've never played any of the Assassin's Creed DLCs for the game starting with Origin, you know, from, you know, Origin, Odyssey and Valhalla. Nope, the games are long enough as it is. They're too fucking long. I'm done, you know? So, as a matter of fact, this is how done I am. I was offered to review the DLC. Like, again, given to me, basically. I said, nope, I'm good. I don't want to fucking play that. So, not even, you know, quote-unquote free, even though it's not free because I still got to write about it. I was like, fuck that, I'm done, you know? I'm done with the series, I think. And it's sad because I used to love Assassin's Creed, but these games just got too fucking bloated, you know? So, nope, I'm not going to do it. And the last one, kind of related, will God of War Ragnarok release this year? Who the fuck knows? Who knows? Because the game was supposed to be out last year. Didn't come out. So, who knows, man? It would be nice. Don't get me wrong. It would be nice if we get two big PlayStation games one year, Horizon and God of War. But I'm not going to put my fucking money on it. I don't think the rest of the team will either, you know? Go ahead, Brian.
I'm gonna go out and give the guy an answer. I say not this year. I don't know why. I just want to say not this year.
Yeah. Ooh, Black Viet. He quoted me. I keep forgetting people read my tweets. He goes, "Don't you think you'll need a PhD for a new Virtua Fighter in today's world? Though you always need a PhD with that game, but I'll accept it because it's Virtua Fighter. That's okay. You know, there's always that exception. I've been waiting for a new Virtua Fighter for over 10 years. Give me this fucking game. I don't care how crazy it is. I need that shit, you know? I probably won't play online, though. Motherfuckers will rip my ass open.
We played when they re-released that, the Virtua Fighter or whatever, not long ago. We did play a little bit of that, but...
Yeah, me and you, that was it. Yeah. You know, Virtua Fighter 2, that was a while ago, actually, a PS3.
No, it wasn't Virtua Fighter 2. We played the new, the re-release for PlayStation
4. Oh, yeah, 5, that's right, Virtua Fighter 5, yeah. That was good. I'm glad. When I saw that, I'm like, ooh, maybe this is a hint. And apparently that game has sold very, very well, which makes me happy.
So, yeah, make a new Virtua Fighter.
Black Viet goes, do you think Horizon Forbidden West will eventually sell as much as the original in 5 years' time? Maybe when more PS5 consoles are out there in the wild and PC release in the future. But games on PS4. Yeah. Games on PS4, man. You know, you don't need that's it to. Yeah, it's not an exclusive, you know? So, I don't know. That's a very... I think that's a troll question, to be honest.
Will it sell the same numbers? I don't know. I mean...
Who knows?
It seems
like the hype for this game just vanished completely.
No, I think Elden Ring completely smothered it. Like all conversations stopped. The only thing was hope streams. right? Yeah. That's it.
The cope stream, that's right. Yeah, this is like worse than Breath of the Wild. Remember Breath of the Wild, they kind of tampered the Horizon thing, but at least Horizon looked fucking better, so you could at least have that above it. Elden Ring, you know, saw a whole other level, man. So, yeah, no one's they're probably going to do another one, you know?
No, I think they're going to do another Horizon game, but I think
the Killzone curse.
But
flop. But like Brian said, Sony's not talking about those sales numbers.
They're not touting the sales numbers. But I feel like, it's they're going to tout the sales numbers when they hit a meaningful height. And I think also the other part of it is that maybe the regular people hearing about this Horizon game coming out, maybe they also don't know that it's for 4.
Yeah, I mean, that's what Blackbeard just said. He's like, I didn't know that game was on PS4. Yes, it's a PS4.
Yeah, it was on. The one thing that, I mean, you know, they probably have to, you know, obviously, if they, you know, they do try to make the messaging like they're always saying 4 on there. But I think the thing about it is since the 5 is out there, I think in the general, people just assume it's only for the new one.
Yeah, but if you're on 4 and you go into the store, I'm sure that's the first thing, because that's what they always do before. Their first was always big ads in the PlayStation. Like,
what store?
The PlayStation store.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like there's no physical stores anymore.
No, it's a PlayStation store.
Yeah, PlayStation. Well, you're right. It's like,
Go to the PlayStation store,
it's like featured. It's right there. Yeah. It's like boom, it's right in your face.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, who knows? If you think about it, like, especially if the numbers aren't like, you know, if it's not going to be hitting with the PlayStation 4 things, and it's only, you know, people are only just assuming PlayStation 5 is the only console that has it. That's kind of bad messaging right now for them, because they're depending on the previous generation to pull them through this. But all the, you know, because of the information, people are just assuming everything that's PlayStation related is for PlayStation 5. Yeah. But that's the universe's fucking fault with that shit, because obviously, you know, they can't get enough 5s out there, and people want fucking 5s, but nobody can get it.
I'm still trying to figure out how, because I'm looking at the featured image now. I'm still trying to figure out how that's a dick. I don't understand how
it doesn't. No,
how is this an explicit image? It's just railroad. I don't know if you guys can see this. It's just railroad. It's like, what?
Is his face?
It's just his face.
That's not the one that it tried to censor. It tried to censor the second featured image, the one that's
Well, I only see this one.
Discord,
right? Yeah.
Yeah, Discord doesn't like the long version of it.
That's crazy.
Apparently the way it's cropped, it sees something.
I think those PS4 leftovers are still playing Fortnite and Call of Duty, but that's just me. But there's still more people on PS4 though, so I don't know, man. There's still
a lot of people on PlayStation 4, so it's like, what is everybody doing? You know, I think that maybe it's that's the situation. Maybe the messaging is not clear enough for where they, you know, on there.
Yeah,
even with Miles Morales, like a lot of people didn't know Miles Morales was on the PlayStation.
Yeah, they thought it was a PS5. Yeah, but
when you look at your friends list, I'm sure you have a lot of friends. What are they playing?
They're all the logos are all PS5. You know how you can see the console. Everyone I see on my PlayStation, it is rare I see a PS4 on there.
So then,
you know?
I guess it's not that hard to get one.
No, it's not. You can get one. They have like sales every week, at least twice a week. It's just you got to be on it, you know.
Well, here's the thing. Like, you also your situation is quite unique, because a lot of the people that you know are all these sort of hardcore.
Oh, hardcore! So yeah, it is very true. Yeah,
you're gonna get a lot of those people. On some of my list right here, I see quite a bit of 4s on there, and these people are not like playing all the damn time.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no, I got lifers on my PlayStation, you know, but yeah, no, it's interesting. So I'm wondering, what if, you know, you're a PlayStation 4 guy, you haven't been able to get a PS5, you love Horizon, so there's people out there who go, man, I wish I could play it, but it's on PS5. That is insane to me. How are you sorry, this is going to sound offensive, how are you that misinformed? It's right there on the fucking store, you know?
I don't think that's abuse.
You know, but people
playing with their
friends.
Yeah,
you're right.
Their friends are playing Elden Ring. All right, well, I got this one. I'll just play that.
All right.
Oh, I can jump in, co-op. We could do some of that.
All right, just for fun, going through my PlayStation, who's on. I'll let you know when I get to a PS4. Oh, I found a PS4. It's my nephew. he's playing Days Gone.
For the ones that I saw on my end, I saw a couple people playing PlayStation 4s and playing Elden Ring.
Yeah. Let me see. Should I out him? He's been a regular on the show. I can say it. It's not a we have a PS4, that's a big deal. Our boy David Giltinen, mm-hmm. he's on PS4 playing Enter the Gungeon. Another person, he's actually playing the first Horizon. All right, just a wall of PlayStation 5s here. Hold on. Yeah, it's just PlayStation 5s all day. Here we go. Here's one guy. He's playing Grand Theft Auto. Yes, Gran Turismo, excuse me. That's also on PS4. People forget that.
I got one guy playing Sifu.
Yeah. But you see what I'm saying, though? Oh, Kari. Kari's on PS4, you know?
Yeah, Kari's on PS4.
He blocked me. Years
ago. Damn. No, he didn't. Skater XL. Yeah.
I got one playing Elden Ring on there, so...
Yeah,
they know two people actually playing.
I stopped going because I, you know, a lot of people on. But yeah, most of the, I would say a good 70% are on PlayStation, or let's do it 2/3 on PS5. Let's do that, you know, because there were a good chunk of PS4 people in there as well. All right, I think that's it for tonight, man. Remember, these shows are as long as you guys make them, you know, so that's all the questions we got. But we also got some extra questions tonight, so we always appreciate that. Remember, if you're here live, you could always toss us some extra stuff, you know. So yeah, man, does anybody have anything to plug?
Nothing right now. I mean, you know, just still a lot of stuff in the gears of working. What I got
years.
Oh, actually, one thing did get announced, which was a milestone project that I'm working on with Demo Station, who's an artist. So I worked with him before on the book Represent. So we're going to be coming back. I'm going to do a five pager for a milestone short. So that's coming up real soon. That's, I think, probably June or something like that. I got to look at it again. But yeah, that's coming up soon. And then I have some stuff that's coming out in the summer, which I can't talk about, but, you know, I'll let you know.
Nice. Adam, what you got, bro?
We'll have another episode, if not tomorrow, the day after, but definitely The Walking Dead. So 14, 15, 11.
What's the name of the show again?
It's I Am Negan. That's over on iTunes and Spotify. Of course, over at the Coalition, the proper band April, coming back. So they got the nukes. Say it, Carlos. They got
the nukes.
But we don't have Carlos. There you go. That's the downfall. We got no Carlos. And we got that coming. And thanks again for people that keep jumping up on the Instagram for the Coalition. It's still going up. The number going up.
Shout out to Adam's brother.
You know,
shout out to the brother and it working out, people subbing, engagement.
You know, it's funny. I just deleted the Instagram app because I'm like, I don't use this shit anymore. You know,
there you go. Thanks. You were that person. Who saw this
hey, but right. I, but I've been subscribed for a while, man. Coalition, you know,
you put in your time.
That's it. Yeah. I was like, I don't fucking use this app.
That's what I am with TikTok.
But I'll re-download it because my phone's running out of space. So when I get a new phone, I'll re-download it. You know, I could look at Manny's pictures. Yeah, I probably would. Oh, that's going to be controversial when I get an iPhone, man. That's going to be controversial, you know? You know?
Nice and blue.
I'm going to do some shit on Twitter, though. I'm going to be like, I have...
You won't delete that app.
Yeah, right? I'll be like, Twitter never goes away. That shit almost takes up a gig or more. I'm like, that shit stays, though. Gotta stay.
Probably, like, when people, like, DM pictures and stuff, like, on our text chat, maybe that still... Yeah, I think it saves it all.
I made a bunch of those. I should do some bullshit. I'd be like, I got a huge, like, you know, huge announcement to make. I've made a change in my life. I'm nervous to say this on Twitter, but I'm like, oh shit, he's got a sex change, you know? And I'm like, I'm getting an iPhone.
I'm surprised you're getting an iPhone.
You know what it is? I'm sick of the fucking bloatware that on Samsung phones, man. Sick of it, you know?
Oh man.
So I'm like, hey, like,
I tried it. I tried a Windows phone. I went crazy. That was a mistake.
Yeah, because I'm looking at it. I'm like, my phone's filling up. I'm like, all this shit is fucking bloatware. I don't need half of this shit, you know. And say what you will about Apple, because I think they're, you know, I think their shit are overpriced. I can't stand the culture. I can't stand the, you know, not you guys obviously, but you know, the stereotypical Apple fan. I can't stand those people. But yeah, the devices are fucking dope. I've been reviewing a bunch. I'm like, yo, this shit is clean, you know? So I figured I got a fucking iPad. I got all this other shit. I'm like, let me just get a phone too, you know? And if I don't like it, I could always switch, you know?
That is true.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Black V goes, I read that iPad article. Tony posts that thought Frel froze over. Yo, by the way, I was tripping out. You know how, like, when you want, you know, Google, they give you alerts, like, you know, new stories to watch and shit. It's always funny when they recommend my own stories. Like, yeah, motherfucker, I wrote that shit. I don't need to read it, you know? It's hilarious, man. All right, we're done here, man. Throw down. So make sure you follow us on Twitch and Twitter. And join the Discord where Mob Hits will always drop the craziest rumors, you know? Find us on any podcast app by searching for Throwdown Show. That's two words. Throwdown Show. All the big apps, man. Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, all
make
that
sure to
shit.
Make sure to catch me on the subway, on the streets.
You know,
I'll be there every
we'll
day.
Link up, we'll link up, man. We'll link
Carlos up. On the streets.
You know.
He's on the streets. Carlos says, what's going on in the streets?
Hey, Carlos's takes or something.
New York,
you know?
You're like one of 50 other Carlos.
No.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, throwdownshow.com to listen to past episodes. And if you have been watching us on YouTube and you enjoyed the content, make sure you hit like, subscribe, and hit the bell to be notified of when we go live on YouTube. That's YouTube Premiere, 10:45 p.m. Eastern on Monday and Friday night. And for everything else, links down below. Once again, I was your host, Tony Polanco. And tonight, joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you next time.
Priscilli.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero.
What a day, what a day.
Adam Vale.
Good week, everybody.
Brett Murdoch.
For real.
And Brian Majoma.
Still no Horizon sales numbers. What's up with that?
No. Well, Brian, will we see those numbers on the horizon?
I do.
All right, people. We'll see you on Thursday. Later.